The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. I tweeted out a picture for Todd. There's a girl holding the big fish.
Oh, you put that out there?
Yeah. She's not as hot as the other chicks I put up, but obviously. She's not bad. She's holding a big fish.
She's fishing hot.
She's fishing. Yeah, she's fishing hot compared to the other ones I have up here today. Right. Right. She's Mahomes woman hot. All right. At TNT Radio Empire.
I don't think I put my trout picture on Twitter. It's only available on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, this chick's got a big trout. Right. I don't know what she's holding right there, but it's a big fish right there. Check her out. Big red, white, and blue bathing suit on a boat there, Todd. I can hear you chubbing from here.
I don't know what kind of fish that is.
I don't
I'm trying.
Look at the hot chick.
You're looking at the wrong details, my friend.
At TNT Radio.
I can't see a lure there either. I don't know how they reeled it in.
What kind of boat's that? Look at her ass. Look at her ass. At her
Show
side
me the lure.
Boob.
What kind of lure is that?
She's the lure.
There's a girl in that picture, too.
There's a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I saw. It took me a while until I saw the fish. Then I said, I better put that out there for Todd.
Can't even tell what kind of boat it is.
Yeah. An ocean fish of some kind. I can't identify.
Yeah, identify that ass, though.
Someone's going to have to help me out there.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for the podcast and the streaming and everything. Thank you for listening.
And it's a natural question to ask. What kind of bait were you using?
That ass was her bait.
I think that guy used a boat.
That's right.
Until he got the girl.
He used a cool boat, and that's why she's on there. Who else had, where are we at still? Carl Reiner?
Yeah, Craig's Peanut Gallery gets a hit with Carl Reiner, as does cranial rectalectomy. Cut Grandma's panties off. Danny Torrance gets a hit.
Danny Torrance again.
Red Rum.
Oh, that's right. I figured it was. Yeah, no. Red Rum. Red Rum. Yeah, yeah. Red Rum.
Daryl Grunk and Daryl Grunk.
The Grunk brothers.
Yeah, they each get a hit, as does Dave's Dead Duck Penis. Dave the Duck gets a hit. Let's see here. Death Trap, Death Watch. Death, We're On It gets a hit. De-gloving Pitbull gets a hit.
Oh.
I'm not sure on that one. Die, My Darling gets a hit, as does Dink Martindale, Dirty Ranger, D&D Metal Band, and Doc Mina's Porn List.
Oh, I guess some Doc Mina's are coming up, huh?
Oh, we got an email from, I don't know if he's a doctor or somehow involved in the medical field. Speaking of degloving. And your horrible penis story.
Oh, yeah. We did get another penis story.
Ooh. Yeah.
Guy works at during his residency, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heard the penis story yesterday reminded me of a patient I had during my medical residency. A young man with schizophrenia came into the ER, blood soaking in the front of his shorts. Turns out he was convinced the government had hidden a tracker or something similar inside his penis, so he had degloved, a.k.a. ripped all the skin off.
Oh.
Using his bare hands. Poor guy was so psychotic.
He must have had some fingernails.
He wasn't even feeling any pain. Fortunately, he came to the hospital right after he did it, so he was able to make a decent recovery.
Did they re-glove it?
With some sort of function. Yeah, and they re-gloved it. Did require a lot of plastic surgery and skin grafts. Had another patient.
Hope he got that schizophrenia fixed.
Who would take hairs from his own head, and we could do this because we have long enough hair. Well, Tyler and I do. And wrap them around his penis, causing a sort of thinning of the shaft, especially making the head of his penis look like a mushroom on a stalk. So he wanted a Trump penis.
Yeah, but he's probably longer than Trump. So.
Wanted a toadstool.
That sounds like a party trick.
Right.
This eventually cut off the blood flow to the tip, caused the end of it to necrose off. That means the tip fell off.
Oh, no.
Not sure how that story ended up. Probably not well.
This guy's got some good stories, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
Well, he's got stories.
Doctors, they got stories, man.
Yeah, that mushroom head guy, how do you tell that patient? You should have degloved it.
Yeah.
Because the tip is gone. There's nothing we can do.
Oh, I'm sure the ER people have
no
the most.
No tip, man.
They have the most horrible stories.
Oh, yeah. They've seen it all.
So that guy have to try to, like, hey, let me do just the shaft.
Yep. That's all I got anyway, honey.
That stuck to the tape, Nick.
That's all I got. Yeah, man.
Degloving sounds horrible.
With your bare hands. That means he had to dig in with his fingernails to get into the skin first and then just rip it right off.
Whoa.
Never did find the tracking device.
It's still
in
there.
You know it's still there. Remember that time you degloved your penis? If he was my buddy, I'd bring it up all the time. Especially once you got fixed from schizophrenia.
I remember my grandpa telling me a horror story about a guy working on a
wedding ring, working on a car,
touched the starter.
Oh.
And when he pulled the ring off,
the skin just degloved the
finger.
Yeah, I'd rather have that than my penis.
Well, yeah. But that's a pretty, pretty.
That's still horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely horrible.
Cut anything.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than my penis.
Yeah, if it's, you know.
I think that was part of the lecture of don't wear a ring while you're working on a car.
No.
That's awful.
And I took it a step further and just went, I'm not going to work on a car.
No, yeah.
You don't want to take the risk.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a skin graft that ended up there, and anybody asked you, like if it's from your forearm or whatever, hey, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, check this out.
Check this out.
It ended up right here.
Yeah, I suppose
you might lose
there.
Your sensitivity in your junk, though, if it's your arm skin.
You'd have to get the skin from you.
Where'd they get the skin from? Ask that guy.
Yeah.
If he's not listening right now, I'll get the email him back. Say, when they grafted skin back on his penis, where'd that come from? Hopefully around his taint.
I was gonna say, I bet the torso area somewhere.
Somewhere
you
get some sensitivity,
up,
right? Yeah. Take it off a ball. Take it off. Todd's got an extra sack. You can wrap your penis with a sack.
You know, it's almost opaque. So you couldn't take it like off your forearm. That skin's too thick.
Well, and again, I think
way too thick.
Doesn't harvesting the skin leave some sort of scar?
I can't feel anything. Why? Because I got a forearm penis. This is we talk about how we might start doing some podcast extras. This might have to be one of those eventually. We'll tell you about that when we get to
where we can get it.
A little more graphic.
A little more detail.
Right. Like that wasn't detailed enough. But believe me, we can go there. Nobody's heard us during the 8 minutes we do commercials.
Mike says, I went to help Todd determine what kind of fish was in that Twitter picture. But after finding it, I could not locate a fish anywhere in the picture.
Yeah, it's a hot chick.
Left-hand side. It's the one the chick is holding.
Yes.
She's holding up a fish. She would want you to notice that.
Her ass? Yes, she would.
And the fish.
Yeah, it looked like she was dressed to draw attention to a fish.
Yeah, exactly. She's in a bikini, Todd. Check it out.
Yeah, but the fish is a bonus. Total bonus.
It's all slimy.
Yeah.
He scores extra points for that.
A question that was asked yesterday. Here's the answer. Nudist resorts are requiring guests to put on a mask.
Well, you only spew from your face, unless you're LD. That's a good point, though. Naked with a mask on.
What is airborne?
Yeah, it is.
The Solaire Recreation League, a clothing-free resort in Connecticut, says it prides itself on a no tan lines motto, so it's been a difficult adjustment, and a lot of guests have complained about having to wear masks at the nudist camp.
It is kind of funny, though, that you could be just, your junk could be hanging out, but you have to have a mask on.
The Cypress Cove Nudist Resort in Kissimmee, Florida says, if you're wearing a face mask, are you really nude?
Oh, come on. Your penis is hanging out. You're nude.
That stuck to the
that's
tape.
What, that's what LD says.
Most guests.
Ew, he naked.
Most guests are complying. It's not really an issue with most people. However.
Do you care if a woman is completely naked but with a mask on? No, I like her being naked.
I've asked for that.
You put a bag on that?
So, if you are a ball cap.
Pre-COVID, Craig has asked for that.
They say romance is dead.
Are you allowed to wear a ball cap at a nudist resort?
Oh, yeah. On your head?
Yeah, we see pics of LD.
Because of the sun,
What's the difference wearing a mask then?
None.
The requirement.
LD, mm-hmm. I know you're listening, buddy. Have you been to a nudist colony? We haven't seen LD since COVID because nobody's allowed in the studio.
Yeah, I think if you can feel the breeze on your taint, you're naked.
That's a good point.
That is a good defining moment.
That's my barometer.
Right.
You know, I go with scrotum, but that's fine. You can go taint if you want.
That stuck to the
tape. Yeah, but a ball might be able to hang out in some shorts.
Yeah.
Like Todd's balls would definitely hang out in some shorts. He could probably feel it there and not feel it on his taint.
Right.
By the way, he's not even arguing.
No. It's senseless.
You think it's a mosquito on your knee. It's your balls.
Oh, come on. Every one of us has something that we've given up arguing against on this show.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
Look around.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I see this again, making the rounds. About a third of us Americans say that a hot dog is a sandwich.
No.
What's the stats on who cares?
Well, it's got meat.
10% don't know.
I don't care.
It's got meat with bread around it, so I'm not going to die on that hill. I don't care either way.
58% say it's not a sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
Yeah, I think I see.
But you can have a hot dog without bun, and it wouldn't be a sandwich at all. It'd just be a hot dog.
It's still a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about a Polish sausage or a bratwurst? Is that a sandwich?
Is it in a bun?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course they are.
That's a sandwich.
I mean, that's the question.
It's a sandwich.
I would defer to Joe America on this one.
I am like everyone else in this room and the next. Boy, I'm not going to waste any time on it. I'm not going to waste any brain power on that one.
No.
I mean, I'll bring it up so if someone wants to chat about it or someone who's listening has a real opinion about this.
I love the fact that there are things on the show like this that I don't have to have an opinion on.
Right.
I really don't either.
I don't.
I could argue both sides, and I really don't want to.
I don't know that I could.
Well, right. I mean, argue. I go, it's bun around it, meat. Okay, it's a sandwich. No, it's a hot dog. It's not a sandwich.
It's one of those things where I will respect either opinion.
I won't.
Yeah, I don't respect the sandwich opinion.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Well, if you're at a barbecue and somebody's like, I'm going to go get another sandwich, be like, there's sandwiches here?
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, a hot dog. You're like, yeah, exactly. It's a hot dog.
That's a good argument. That's a good argument.
But, I mean, we argue about some dumb
stuff. We do.
And this is below our bar.
Right, except for Nick's. I get that. I would say, where are the sandwiches? I believe you. I don't think it.
Now, a hamburger is a sandwich. Is it not?
Well, that's the same as a hot dog.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Sandwich to me would be like, it'd have to be a sandwich, not a hot dog. Yeah.
Right. If there was a restaurant that said, like, sandwiches, and you walked in and they were just selling burgers and hot dogs, you'd be like, where's the sandwich?
That's not a sandwich, right?
All right.
I'm with Nick on that.
Well, let's go to the expert here. Joe America.
Good morning.
Do you have a strong opinion about this?
Yeah.
All I heard was Joe America would have an opinion on this. I didn't even hear what you were talking about.
Okay.
So,
is a hot dog a sandwich or just a hot dog?
Well, no, if you just have a hot dog without a bun, it's got a bun on it.
It's got a bun on it.
The hot dog's in the bun. Is that a sandwich?
I would consider that kind of a sandwich. And in fact, that's a good sandwich.
You said kind
of. A great sandwich, matter.
Okay, we asked for his opinion, and we got it. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
But when someone offers you a sandwich, is one of the options you consider getting a hot dog? I'm going to give you a sandwich. Do you think that you might be getting a hot dog?
No.
No. when someone offers me a sandwich, I assume it's going to be two pieces of bread and maybe some sort of deli meat.
But
cooked.
Some peanut butter.
But it could be that same deli meat on a bun. Bun.
I like Nick's argument, though. I don't think of those two as a sandwich when I hear that. If I walked into a party and say the sandwiches are over there, and they showed hot dogs and hamburgers, saying, where are the sandwiches at?
Right.
Well, we did.
I could see why you could argue that it's a sandwich, not like.
Right.
People really think that?
I guess it's not beneath us to argue this.
See, I hate this question.
So do I. You brought it up.
I know. Just for this reason. So that we could, take some time on it. Because I thought that even just the hate of the question, if nothing else, would
I was going to let it go, but Nick went into it.
Nick email has a whole different angle here. See?
Well, screw him.
I think a hot dog is only a sandwich if the bun separates on accident. Because usually the bun is on a hinge.
But those hinges.
But a sub can have is on a hinge, and that's a sandwich.
Yeah, Philly can do that. A Philly's a sandwich,
right.
And you don't want that bun to come
apart.
Yeah,
so he's wrong about that, idiot.
And they do put cooked meat on sub sandwiches.
Yes, they do. Philadelphia sandwich, cheesesteak, that's a sandwich.
Are sandwiches.
Right.
The Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Is a sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
Right. Well, I want one now. Damn it.
Yeah, this all sounds good.
So I was texting Joe. Joe had saw that, Joe does, he runs a sign company. He also does a lot of cool statues. There's a lot of signage and statues he's done in Lincoln. He's also done them for other stadiums, and I didn't know that. So we're walking around KU's football stadium, and my wife posts a picture of the kids in front of the Jayhawk, and Joe sees it, and Joe goes, hey, and we were actually – we already left the stadium. He goes, hey, did you see the Gale Sayers that we did?
Oh, that's his project.
Yeah. Gale, and Becky goes, oh, we walked around and we missed it. He goes, I don't know how you missed it. It's 40 feet high. He did a hologram looking thing that's outside their football facility right by the stadium of Gale Sayers. But I love how you said, I don't know how you missed it. It's 40 feet high.
Four stories tall.
Apparently we missed it completely, but it's there. And Joe does some good work.
Is he rooting for all these statues to be torn down? And people start calling him, hey, we need
right.
a new statue.
That's right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.